Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. This one is huge. I'm going to tell you this. It's tough because I feel like every week it's a game changer. I feel like every week is the most important session and every session is so critical. Obviously, it all compounds, and keeps building on itself. But here's the thing. This week, what we're going to talk about is leadership. Now, I don't mean leadership as in managers, supervisors, directors, bosses, somebody who is leading salespeople. I'm talking about you, the salesperson who is in charge of and has a leadership role and responsibility within the conversation, within the transaction for your prospects, for those people, right? The key is that you want to embrace your role as a leader, and to be successful in sales, to be a sales professional takes leadership. Now, let's talk about some things first. So what is a leader, right? Versus what is a manager? Well, a leader is somebody, without getting into like a textbook definition, a leader is somebody who inspires and enrolls other people into their mission with a vision of where they want to go to, right? So inspires and enrolls into a mission heading towards a vision. That's, to me, what a leader is. Now, a manager is someone who manages somebody in a task or a process and towards some kind of destination, right? And we can all think of great leaders. We can also think of great managers. We can think of terrible leaders, and I'm sure we can think of terrible managers. We've all had many of those. Here's the biggest thing. Leaders inspire and enroll into a mission heading towards a vision. And that's so important to understand, because the key is that they're inspiring, which means they're getting people to want to be a part of it. And then they're enrolling, which is, I want you to be a part of this, and I want you to be on this journey with me. Sales, when done right, is about enrolling. No matter what you're selling, right? It could be furniture, it could be couches, it could be helping people out of debt, it could be, you know, a software program for a company, it could be consulting services. You're enrolling that person. When it's done right, you're doing that as a leader, and you're enrolling them. One of these, the leadership example, the leadership destination, the definition is pulling. And this is so important. And again, I'll get to why this matters, right? And where this really can impact your sales career and your selling effectiveness at a super high level. The key is that leadership is about pulling. Leaders, good leaders, amazing leaders, inspirational leaders are pulling people into their vision, into their mission. They're enrolling them. They don't have to trick them. They don't have to convince them. They don't have to manipulate them, right? A good, powerful, well-intentioned leader is pulling people along on this adventure that they're going on towards this vision that they have in their mind. Now, of course, you might say, well, not all leaders do that. There's some bad leaders, cult leaders, religious leaders, political leaders. Yes, there's some people, but they're still inspiring and they're still enrolling into a mission to go towards a vision. It's just, where is that vision? Where is that mission? Which way are they heading? Is that the right thing for the people who are following? So that's a technical aside. The key though is that leaders pull. Leaders are pulling people into them, with them, and on this mission and journey together. Managers push. Managers push people to do tasks. Managers push tasks and operations and systems and processes to get completed. A manager pushes, a leader pulls. Okay. And if we're talking about organizations, it's necessary to have both, right? So we're not going to talk about actual organizational leadership and management right now. But when I say these definitions, it's also okay. Every organization needs both. There's managers and there's leaders, and there's people in each role, right? You could be a sales manager who is a leader inspiring people and also having the manager processes and tasks and people in that moment. And that's what's necessary, right? Even on the battlefield, there's leading, there's managing, both of those are necessary. I have never met somebody who is in a role where it's purely leadership or purely management, right? They can do both. Even a great leader, CEO of an organization, also has to manage stuff, right? Processes.